You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Your Beautiful Life with Jenna Lee.
Jenna Lee.
Live from Facebook.com/group/jennalees.crystal.shop.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Your Beautiful Life
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Your Beautiful Life with Jenna Lee. My name is Jenna Lee. I am so excited to be here. I have been desiring to sit outside, which is where I'm at right now. So I'm just kind of checking my surroundings. I might look a little lopsided because I am outside on a table. Okay. You might hear the birds and the noises coming through, but it's just so freeing to my soul. So tonight I want to tell you an amazing story that I have had the pleasure of having an experience with a client this week. Now, if you were watching last week, we got to experience a hypnosis session. This is going to be another story about a hypnosis session that I was able to be part of. And I start talking a little bit quickly. I apologize. I get so excited to talk about this. So number one, I've been a spiritual hypnotherapist for almost 12 years now. I've had abilities since I was three. My job, what I love to do, is to help other people heal. And that is what I've been doing the majority of my career. So here we go for story time. You ready? Okay. First of all, you guys have to know that we have a blueprint of healing in our body. We just have never been taught how to access that, right? We can communicate to our bodies. We can help heal our bodies. Technically, we don't really need outside things to do that, but we've never been taught that. So this is a story of healing the body. Now, this client of mine, I have known of him for 17 years now. Okay. Him and his wife used to babysit my child. So it's been a very long time since I met them. Now, I have known him long enough to know who he was before he had this, I would call it an accident, if you will. And so what has happened over the last decade and a half is that he cannot process human emotions. Okay. When he processes human emotions, it's like a fainting goat. He just falls over. He literally does this and falls over. And if it's really bad, it looks just like a faint. So he's got narcolepsy now, as well as cataplexy. Now, if he's fighting it, he's going to go kind of to the side, and then he has to fight it. It looks like a seizure. And then he has to stretch and wake up his muscles. This happens every single time he feels an emotion. So he's on plenty of medications to help block out emotions, if that's even a thing. And a lot of people would perceive him as, it sounds harsh, but looking like he's on drugs all the time, but it truly is just his body constantly fighting human emotions. That's the backstory. Okay. It's so cool. I'm so excited about this. So he comes into the office and he's just talking to me, telling me he's ready to figure this out. He is ready. He needs a change in his life. And he wants to know if I think hypnosis would help him. And 100% it can help him. Okay. So we kind of come up with a plan. And when he finally is able to come into the office for his appointment, he has never done hypnosis before. He didn't know how it was going to go, but I put him under pretty easily. And I'm very aware that I'm going to be doing an emotional detox first, and he does not respond well to emotion. So I have to be on alert. But he's cruising through it. We're pulling out all the negative human things, the anger, the frustration, the sadness, the feelings of not being wanted, the betrayals, the heartache, the loneliness. Why is this happening to my body? Why did this have to happen to me? Those deep things that he's been holding on to for so long. And as we are pulling out the negative stuff, now, if you were watching, or if you've heard since last week, you were able to experience this. The next thing I do after that emotional detox is we're going to do our tools of protection. And our tools of protection are to protect us from everybody else's chaos, or the negativity, even from our own negativity that we ourselves as humans create. So he got his mirrors, and then I had his protectors come in, and he got his sword and his shield. Again, if you don't know what I'm talking about, go to last week's on Moonstruck TV on YouTube. You can listen to that. So he's getting his tools of protection, and he starts crying. And I can tell that he's really excited with whoever just showed up for him. So I asked him, who's here with you? Who showed up? And he said, I don't know. I know them, but I don't know. And I just said, okay. So I let him have his moment and feel that. Because when you're in the presence of the other side, it's just so peaceful. It is so healing. There's so much bliss and joy and happiness and freedom and unconditional love. And he was experiencing that. So I let him have his moment. And then after that, I had one of his protectors come and take him by the arm and take him down the stairs to the archives. Now, some people are going to call that the Akashic Records. I know that as the archives. And it's like this ginormous library, just so beautiful, shelf after shelf and row after row of books and scrolls and modern day things now, like DVDs and stuff, right? Where every lifetime of every incarnation is lived. Now, at this current time, I was not sure what was going to benefit him best. Is this coming from a past life, like negative cell memory? Or is this coming from, you know, life in between lives where we could go in and understand why we charted this into our life? I wasn't sure what was best for him, but I was able to tell him he has an option. So he got to choose for himself. Now, as we're going into the archives, in the middle of this large library is a row of wooden tables, and his book of life is sitting on the table. And I have him open it up, and this part of hypnosis would be called an age regression. Now, I am taking him from like his 40s to his 30s to his 20s to his teenage years down to being a little boy, and having him recall memories, what he was doing, what he was wearing, who he was, things like that, okay? And then at that point, I had him flip the book that allowed him to go either into life between lives, which would have been who he was before this life when he was making his chart, or a past life so we could see. And I remember the first thing that happened is he told me he was in a room. He told me the room was red. It was dark red. This is important to note. When you are so hypnotized, you were only going to answer the question I have asked you. So if I tell you, like when you're awake and aware and your human self, and I say, do you know your name? You're going to say, yeah, my name's Jenna Lee, right? But when you're hypnotized, you're only going to answer the question I have asked. So if I were to say, do you know your name? He's going to say yes, because that's the question I ask. So in order to get the answer, I have to ask the right question. Well, what is your name, right? So that's important to note during this process. I have to become like a detective, like an investigator, if you will. So I'm asking him, okay, is there anything else around you? And he says, yeah. Okay, what's around you? And he says, a mirror. I said, a mirror? What's the purpose of the mirror? He said, it takes me places. And I said, does it take you to one specific place or does it take you anywhere you want to go? And he said, it takes me anywhere I want to go. I said, okay, I would like you to ask the mirror to take you to the place where we can understand why your body is the way that it is. And he says, okay. And I said, can that happen? He says, yes. So he goes through the mirror. And that's going to take a little bit of time. Imagine it being like a portal, an elevator, you know, something to transport you. And so when he gets to where he's going, I ask him and he goes, oh, wow. Just a beautiful, wow reaction. And I said, well, what's around you? And he said, there's a lake here. And then he said, oh, the flowers. And immediately as he expressed, oh, the flowers, I knew that he was on the other side. The other side is filled with tons of beautiful, amazing flowers, gardens everywhere. I knew he was there. So as he's taking it all in and just really experiencing the bliss and the beauty of the other side, I ask him, are you alone or with others? And he says, there's somebody with me. And I said, okay, well, who's around you? And he tells me that there's a woman there and she's standing next to him. And I ask him to describe her hair, and her hair, he says, is like an iridescent white. It's like white and it's shiny at the same time. I said, okay, what kind of clothing is she wearing? And it's like a a white dress. And then he's like, oh, it's like a robe. And I'm like, yeah, it is. Now, I learned this technique of communicating to the other side, I mean, 12 years ago at my first hypnosis school. And what I do is I ask my client a question. They ask the person on the other side tells them, and they tell me, right? It's like translating, if you will. So we're hopping back and forth between that through this whole process. And I ask him to ask her if we can understand why his body is this way. And she says, yes. Now the other side answers questions just like people do in hypnosis. We're investigating. I have to ask the right question to get to the answer. So is this possible? Yes. And then she tells him, but I'm not the one that can help you out with that. And I was like, okay, well, can you take us to somebody who can? She says, yes. And I said, okay, well, can you do that now? And she says, yes. So she starts taking him along this lake to somebody. And I'm not sure who this is going to be, but my client's reaction is incredible. And he just goes, oh, and he just starts crying. And I just remember seeing the tears fall out of his eyes. And I said, who are you with? Who's there for you? And he said, it's Christ. Now, he's just sobbing, but I'm asking him, how are you being greeted? And he said, it's just love. It's so much love. There's just so much love surrounding me. It's like he's taking me in his arms and he's just holding me. There's so much love. So I let him sit in that emotion and that feeling of the other side of being present with Jesus. Now, my client is religious, not spiritual. I did call on the part of him that was most closely connected to Christ to come through. So this was a really incredible experience. So as we are now communicating to Christ, I'm asking my client questions, right? So the translating thing is happening. Can we heal this disorder? Can we heal what's going on in the body? And immediately it's a yes. Great. Then I ask my client, do you want to heal from this? And he says, I don't know. And I'm thinking, you don't know. Well, we can't heal it if you don't know. You have to want to heal. And it's incredible what the subconscious mind tells us that the conscious mind doesn't, right? The conscious mind is like, yeah, I'm sick of this. I want to heal. But the subconscious mind is like, I don't know. Okay, so now we got to do a little bit more navigating. And we're talking, we're doing the translating thing. And I ask again, can we heal from this? And the answer is immediately, yes, we can. Okay, do you want to heal from this? And my client says, I don't know. So I remember asking a few more questions in there to kind of loop back around, but I cannot recall those at this current time. So again, I ask, and we're communicating to Jesus, can this be healed? Yes is the answer right away. Yes. I tell my client, do you want to heal from this? And he says, yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. But that was enough for me to get in, right? And so I start communicating to his body and to his mind, and I anchor this in, I mean, for 10 or 15 minutes. And I anchor it in that when you feel an emotion, you will be safe to do so. Your body will remain strong. Your mind will remain clear. Your heartbeat will remain calm. Your breathing will stay consistent and calm, right? We're telling the body what it's going to do when it feels an emotion. And day by day, it's going to get easier and easier to process emotions the way that other humans would perceive as normal. You're going to be able to easily process emotions. And when you do, your body's going to remain strong. Your mind is clear. Your heartbeat is calm. Your breathing is consistent. And I say it over and over and over for like 10 minutes. And I threw a little bit of more stuff in there just to remind him he can do this. He can feel safe to do this. And then I start to tell him, you are safe to process emotions. Your body is safe to process emotions. It is becoming easier and easier to process emotions, right? So we got the anchor going on in there. And so after that part of it, I just remind him that day by day, in every way, you are getting better and better. Day by day, in every way, you're getting better and better. And I lead him back out of the archives and we say, thank you, thank you, thank you, and go back out. And then I tell him, when you are ready for these changes to be made, go ahead and open your eyes. Well, to my, sorry, I was having thoughts with what was happening, but to my disbelief, he really just opened his eyes really quickly. And I wasn't prepared that he was going to open them just like that, but he did. And he says, oh, wow. And he's like, my body, it just feels so good. And he's starting to tell me he's got tingling from head to toe, which I consider the healing energy coming through. And I can tell we just did some really deep work. So he's going to need 10 to 15 minutes to come out of that. And I tell him, I'm going to give you a little bit of a break and I'm going to go into the other room and I'll come back in 10 minutes and check on you while you naturally come out of that. And he says, okay. So I give him 10 minutes and I go back. He's snoring. He's passed out. He is just snoring away. Now, sometimes when you do that deep healing work, especially we're rewiring the brain, you need a nap. Very normal for clients that do deep work. So I walk back out and give him some more time and come back. And then I have him wake back up, right? And he goes, oh, wow. Again, just so fun. My body, it feels so good. Well, now that he's awake and we're kind of talking, like, how was that for you? And he just told me, I thought I knew how this was going to go. And he's like, I was not a believer and I'm a believer now. And I was like, okay, well, what do you remember? You know, and he's like, honestly, I remember the part where I brought the protectors in. And he says he does not remember anything after that. So I'm trying to like quiz him. Well, do you remember this? Do you remember that? And he's like, no. So I chose to not tell him the full session because being me, I recorded that. He has no idea what just happened. And he's going to hear that recording for himself, right? So as we're communicating about the session, I start trying to quiz him to see how he's going to respond to emotions. I want to see what's just been anchored in. And I ask him about his wedding. Now, him and his wife have been married for like 22, 23 years. And I said, tell me about your wedding day. And he's like, oh, it was great. He's like telling me his wife was walking down and she was so beautiful. And he was so nervous and excited and he just couldn't wait. And, you could just see his face light up and he's just telling me about the wedding and how in love he felt and what happened afterwards. Now, mind you, I'm just watching him to see how he's going to react with this high emotion, especially being on hypnosis high. And, he was crying, like, right, tears of joy, but his body wasn't like flopping over, nothing. And so then as he starts communicating with me, he tells me, I haven't been able to talk to anybody about this for years. And he goes, you know, it's really interesting because when you were, he started having a memory about the hypnosis session. You were talking to me about being a kid. Like I was going back through memories of being a kid. And he says, believe it or not, like I was really bullied as a kid. And he says, people just weren't very nice. And he just wanted one person to choose him to be his friend. And it never happened, especially during that time that he was witnessing again. And he was really upset about it. He says, I don't talk about that because I should have been able to handle myself with the bullying because, you know, I was always a bigger kid, but I never did. And he's sobbing. And so immediately, now this is some after work I can do before or after hypnosis. And I just tell him, okay, what color is that? What color is that? And he tells me the color. Where's that at in your body? And he tells me where it's at. Do you want to remove it? Yes, he does. So we're doing techniques to remove that energy, right? Rinsing, cleansing, clearing, rinsing, cleansing, clearing. We're spraying it out. We're washing it. I tell them it's like a bowl of Jello and you're trying to get all the pieces of Jello out, right? We're going to dry it off. Now what color heals that? And I start to anchor into him. You know what? You have been chosen many times. You just got done telling me your wife wanted you, your wife chose you, and your wife has consistently chosen you over and over and over again for 22 or 23 years. Your wife has chosen you your entire adulthood, right? What color is that? And we put that color back into his body. And then I remind him, you have been self-employed for the majority of your adult life. People have constantly chosen you over and over and over to do the work for them. You have been able to provide an income for you, your children, and your wife this entire time because people keep choosing you. You have been chosen over and over and over. What color is that? And we put that color right back in. Okay. And he's just like, whoa, I didn't even think about it. You know, whoa, that's actually true. So now we're doing some inner child healing, right? And he just starts to talk to me a little bit about how good it feels and how he really didn't think that this was going to work. He had an idea, but he just really didn't think that this was going to work. And then all of a sudden, some more childhood trauma starts coming out, right? We are purging emotions that he hasn't been able to process for decades. Well, about 17 years. Okay. So he starts telling me a memory of his mother just yelling at him. And she is just telling him, shut up, just shut up, just shut up, just shut up. And as he's telling me this, his tongue goes paralyzed. He's all of a sudden like doing that, right? Like, that looks horrible, sorry. But he is literally doing that and his tongue is paralyzed. And I'm like, oh man, what color is that? We have to unbind his tongue and pull that out now. And then his tongue starts to be able to move again. And that lets me know that he hasn't been safe to speak his truth this entire time. So let's get that out. Wash it, rinse it, cleanse it, clear it, right? Wash it, cleanse it, clear it. Now, I know that he is very religious. I also know that he just communicated with Jesus. He doesn't remember, but I let him know Jesus went around everywhere and preached his truth. He didn't care who liked him. He didn't care who didn't like him. He didn't care who listened or who didn't listen. He just spoke his truth no matter what, like loud and proud, right? What color is that? And then I just let him know, and I put that back into his body, but I let him know you are safe to speak your truth. Think about Jesus speaking his truth wherever he went. What color is it? Put it back in. And any single time something came up that was negative, I would just pull it out. And then I would just anchor something back and put it back in, right? We're just going to fill up the whole body now with these beautiful colors and surround the whole body with light, with that specific color. So we're breathing it in. We're breathing in that goodness, that being safe. And then I let him know the affirmation. It is safe to speak my truth. It is safe for me to process these emotions. My body is strong. It is safe for me to process these emotions and my body is strong. It is safe for me to process these emotions and my body is strong. So as we are communicating a little bit more after that affirmation, again, he goes into full detail about he really had this preconception that this was not going to work for him, that he was going to walk out of the office and say, I knew exactly how that was going to go. I knew that that's what was going to happen. And he's like, I am a firm believer. And he said, Jenilee, you have a gift. And I said, yes, I do. Thank you. And then the most interesting part was he came from a religion that gave him a blessing 17 years ago or so. And they had told him that eventually he would find somebody who would help him understand his body, why this was happening, and to help heal from that. And he said, they told me that so long ago, I just never knew it was going to be you. And I just kind of smiled, right? That kind of amazing thing that happened. Now, I encouraged him, please go listen to that recording ASAP. It's going to change your life. Because again, he didn't remember talking to Jesus. And as soon as you listen to that, I want you to give me a call and tell me, you know, what you felt and how it went for you. And you could tell he was excited and like curious. And I said, do not listen to it while you're driving. You're going to go right back under. So I waited. It took him about an hour and he called me and he was just crying. He's like, I cannot believe what just happened. And he said that he fell right back into hypnosis again. He's like, you're right. And I said, well, how do you feel when you heard all that? And he just said, I am just so in shock and so in awe. He said he received all these emotions and it was the same as he experienced in hypnosis, right? Just so exciting. And he just kept telling me, thank you, right? But that it was so interesting to hear himself say, I don't know if I want to heal from this. I don't know. It's really interesting what our subconscious mind tells us that our conscious mind does not. Now, that was about 6 o'clock p.m. that night. The next morning at 7:30 in the morning, I got a text message from him. And the text message told me that this is so incredible, that there was 3 specific highly emotional situations that he had gone through and he could feel like his muscles kind of wanted to pull him. But as he told himself that I'm safe to process this emotion, my body is strong, he said that it completely released and he went right back up. And then he said, normally, remember, he has to stretch and he has to like fire up his muscles again. He said he did not have to do any stretching to reopen the muscles and get them going again. And he's been able to stay up the entire time. He's like, I had no idea this was possible. So I'm still checking in. It's only been a few days since that session. And what strikes me the most about this is We can heal our bodies no matter what we are going through. You can heal your body no matter what you've been told. There's always a technique. There's always the power of your mind. There's always another healer to teach you. There's teachers to teach you. So Dave, will you do me a favor and put my time left on the screen so I can see where I'm at to know what I can teach right now? 2.5. Okay, well, I won't be able to teach anything right now. Oh, I love Dave in my ear right here. He's like my little spirit guide. Okay. So I'm going to just tell you a few techniques. I won't have time to teach them tonight, but I do want to tell you guys that anything is possible. Your mind is the most powerful thing. If you don't know, there are so many teachers and people willing to teach you how to do this. There's YouTube, there's TikTok, you know, we're very blessed with technology these days. But my first go-tos of healing anything in my life, number one, obviously, is hypnosis. That's how I've changed my whole life. Number two, for my personal self, is EFT tapping. And, you know, we're tapping on different acupressure points to tell us different things that we're wanting in our body. Now, please know that it doesn't just have to be physical healing. You can do this to finances, to money, because that's just a frequency. We can do it to our spiritual gifts. We can do it for other people as long as they're willing to receive as well, right? But the power of our minds and the blessing of our energy and of the other side, there's no limit. Energy is limitless. It knows no time, distance, or space. And if you can understand how powerful you truly are and the power of your spirit team, and the energy has, it knows no time, distance, or space, you can literally heal anything. It's just we have not been taught how to access that blueprint, and we have been taught other things that, you know, it's not possible without... Sorry, this guy's going to start weed whacking right here. So if it gets loud, I apologize. I've only got a few seconds left. But please just know that healing is possible for every single person, no matter what it is. It is all just energy manifested differently. Please communicate to yourself, with yourself, and be high vibrational. Give yourself positive affirmations. Your mind is incredible, and so are you. I would love to see you here next week at 8:30. Mountain Standard Time, 10:30 Eastern. I enjoyed my time with you guys. I hope that story spoke to you. You can find me on Your Beautiful Life with Jenna Lee on Facebook, and I will see you next week, guys. Have a great week.